For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Well, good morning, little brother.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A lot of fireworks in the first segment with Mike Schaefer. You can always text us at 402-464-568.
The text line. Again,
Schaefer's Hour, sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm
Spurk.
Bureau. Please text or call Ben at 402-217-9945 for any insurance questions or needs. I'm not sure if we ended that conversation all on the same page or changed minds at all from the first segment, but
okay.
I'm glad we talked it out, though,
airwaves. It's a great discussion.
I mean, as was said, we're probably having the same thing next year, so we can...
That just sounds wonderful.
Just pick it right up where we left
it's
off.
It's just the same conversation every year because we can't have anything else besides that in Nebraska. We filled the arena up. We're 13
in attendance. 91, 92, 93, right? 3 years in a row.
We had a run.
Yeah, so let's just stop the whining. We're all right.
We were fine.
30 years ago, we had it going on here. We had it going
just
on.
A solid 32 years ago.
Yeah, we're
just
solid.
Everyone just relax.
The apex
good.
Of my life for Nebraska basketball. I was
why is that?
How
three,
old
four,
you?
And five.
You were 3 years old.
Well, in 90.
So you don't remember.
Didn't we come in as a three seed 1 year?
They were a three seed.
Let's continue this. One thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Keith Mann brought this up to me. I don't think he'll mind invoking his name. Danny understood the level of player that you needed. He did. That you guys, Bill's old enough to remember. They were loaded at times with Danny.
When people say rosters they've had in the last 30 years. Yeah. I mean, or
forever.
I mean,
forever.
The problem I have is I don't have the context of those early '90s teams.
You should have seen them.
I mean, I would have.
They were a three seed.
Yeah, they probably weren't on TV very often.
Jake, I just called you Jake. Mike,
they won 26 games, right?
Mike, they were a three seed. Now, can you envision that?
No, I can't.
Nebraska was a three seed. A legit three seed.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those, like, what, three seeds? Like,
no, they were loaded.
My earliest Nebraska ball memory is winning the NIT in 1996.
Was it still the red, white, and blue ball?
No, I don't know.
Hold on.
When did that?
They were at Madison Square Garden, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world at the time.
Texters, please let us know. We're down, Ellie. Please let us know when the last year was the red, white, and blue ball in the NIT, because Nebraska played with the red, white, and blue ball.
I'm going mid-'80s.
And I thought it was Hoppin played with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
played with 100%. The red, white, Stan Cloudy, Hoppin. Yeah, 100%.
Why can't we bring that back?
It was incredible.
Because out of the blue,
normal season, NIT starts, and here comes a red, white, and blue
and
ball.
It was
the
cool.
ABA ball.
I was going to say the ABA did that.
It was the ABA ball.
It looks strange going into basketball.
It was, and the rotation of the ball looks so much cooler. And it had to
Beautiful.
Be weird to play. When you haven't played, just imagine all of a sudden you're in football and you start the playoffs and the ball's pink or something.
It'd
be weird because it's kind of odd here. It's kind of normal.
Don't give the NFL any ideas. The
red, white,
October,
and blue ball.
We could end up with a pink football for breast cancer awareness.
That's so. True.
Could
it's
be.
True. Could happen.
Hey, Danny knew what he was doing. He just couldn't get him over the hump. He just couldn't get him over
He was
the
close.
Hump. Yeah.
Those
like teams.
Close
that,
right
that,
now.
I think that 3-seed team was Scales and King.
And lost to Xavier.
Yeah.
14 seed Xavier in the tournament.
Right.
We could add this
None
entire
of their tournament
pain
games were
gone.
Close either.
Hold it now. Hang on. Let's go back in time. You're saying the pain's over, Jake. Right now you'd have no pain if they'd have won that game in 92.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying this. I'm saying
the pain would be over.
No, the embarrassment of being the only Power 5 team to have never won a tourney game would not be
there. Slimming walking by.
I would not be there. I stopped caring about that, too, in the sense that, like, they're either going to get there and win or they get there and lose. I mean, so it's...
Right.
Now that they've basically been one of one for the majority of my life, it just doesn't...
See, that's
we
what...
We just accept it and embrace it, then. That we're well, just, that's
I
who we are.
I don't want to embrace it because I don't like that identity, but it's... There's nothing I can really do about that.
I like that, though. I like what you said. I haven't thought of it that way, but Nebraska basketball is kind of a one of one.
There's nothing else like it.
Uh-uh.
It is.
Now, that's where, but I have more, now, I'll tell you, we don't need to get into it, but I have more of a problem with that than you do. I hate being one of one. Why is
it? It's a bad one of one,
I
by
don't,
the way.
I'm not over here saying that we should put a billboard on O Street that celebrates Nebraska's basketball history of being a one of one. Don't misunderstand where I'm at with that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I don't like talking about how it works or what other teams are doing because it's just different.
When I hear you say one of one, I think of an agent saying to a coach, hey, Fred, it's a one in one place.
It is
you don't have
generally
to win.
A positive. In this case, it is a large net.
Fred, you don't have to win.
No, that is not. Yeah. I want to be very clear. One of one is not a successful description of Nebraska.
It
could be used in a mocking sense.
I don't hear an agent mocking it. Yeah. I hear an agent saying, we're going to get rich at Nebraska. Yeah. That's what I hear. I mean, we're going to go 7 years.
I don't care what the money is because you're going to, if you want the good coach, you're going to pay through the nose for the good coach.
Yeah, I'm just the agent.
If you want the Ben Johnson type and you got to hope that it works out.
I know. If I'm the agent, I'm saying we don't need Minnesota. They'll fire you after 4 years if you're not good. Nebraska, you don't got to worry about it. You don't got to win a tournament.
7 years, don't win a game. You're fine. You make a lot of money.
You
retire.
You get double
Barry
digits
Hamm,
once
happily.
In 3 years, you're good.
Yeah. I just love to be this agent. That's what I'd love to be.
Well, yeah, think of how much money you make.
Ching, 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 ching.
Passive income, yeah, exactly. Well, guess what? It's already time to play the game show. I know, it happened quickly.
That was fun.
Happened quickly. Right. And speaking of the game show, we're doing Nebraska ball today also.
Oh, great.
Oh, you two guys will crush. This will be, who's ever calling in,
are we going
good.
Through the top players
Keith
in
Mann, 2019 and 2020? It better be Keith Mann to make this thing even close.
No, but Schaefer and Jake have a huge advantage in that they were all
I'm not playing the game show. Yeah, I'm giving the game show. I can't
Jake,
help
you. Guys, you've covered advantage him. He has a sheet and knows the questions.
You've
that are
followed
being
him since 1976.
But there's some years where it was sort of on the periphery for me because I was deep in football.
Some?
If you think you know your...
2000 until 2013.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, I would think it'd be on.
We
the
had a 16-year stretch and a 10-year stretch.
Yeah, just
beautiful,
just wonderful. Everything's great,
Jake. If we just would have won in '92, this pain would be over.
Not the pain, but the embarrassment of being the only team to never have won a tournament game would be over. If you know your Nebraska ball all-time leaders, call us up 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Schaefer in trivia today as Schaefer helps out on his day when he's here. Nebraska ball all-time leaders. You guys feel okay about this or not?
Sip? Just fair.
They'll kill it.
Kind of.
Okay.
Just fair. Fair.
Okay. Well, we have David who's been patiently waiting. David, you're on early break. How do you feel about Nebraska basketball all-time leaders today?
I think I might be okay, depending on what it is.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Oh, David, Schaefer's a lifeline for one question for Sip, as always.
Bill, I want you to pay attention, though.
I am.
All right. David, first question goes to you. Who has the most rebounds in Nebraska basketball history with 1,015 in his career?
Come on, Schaefer. This is your wheel.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Is that Alex March?
Oh, brilliant!
It is. That's Alex
March. Oh, they just got
the
real.
The only one that I thought of.
Is that right? Because well, I thought of Benson. Benson Hamilton.
Yeah, but did he? He played all 4 years. Did he play as a freshman?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that's the March thing. March started. I always have to think of games started.
Yep.
You know, because there's a lot of good big men, but
1-0 lead for David Sipp. First question, who leads Nebraska ball in all-time assists with 682 in his career?
I think it's one of two. I think that's got to be one, actually.
Who was that?
Brian Carr.
I had that
brilliant.
One. By a lot, yeah. Actually. He's by a lot over some. I don't even know who's that one.
Brian Carr, because he played four, yeah.
He was
Lou only played three.
He's well over 100 more than the second place.
I think he's from Indiana, isn't he?
He is.
Who's second 100. Place?
I forget.
Okay.
Hey, guys, when I think about the beauty of Nebraska basketball, it was Carr and Hoppin. I mean, those guys were incredible.
All right, back to David. David, for the lead, last question. Who leads Nebraska basketball in all-time three-pointers made with 268?
Kerry Cohorn.
Brilliant. This guy knows that.
David is locked in right now.
Is this Keith Mann's assistant? Keith.
Kerry Cohorn, incredible shooter.
He was.
How about that? Cohorn.
Also a very good golfer, too.
Cohorn's the number one three-point shooter in Nebraska
by far. By far.
Well, he could shoot.
Is he the one that played with Duke? And you guys played out at the tournament?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
me, Kerry, Duke, and my buddy Joe.
How'd you get Duke in this conversation?
Duke's like,
I don't know if I belong in this thing. And Duke said he played incredible.
He played all right,
He played incredible for Duke. Who were you playing with?
Duke played with me.
I go, hold it. You're playing with
Kerry called the all-time three-pointers and Jake.
And Duke.
It was quite the foursome we had. We won the tournament.
Jake can play.
Yeah. We won. All right. 2-1 lead for David Sipp. Schaefer still in play. You trail 2-1. Last question. Who leads Nebraska basketball in all-time blocks with 241 in his career?
Oh, wow.
Someone of two also, right?
241. I don't know, Bill.
I think I know this one, by the way, guys.
Hey, would you just...
Hey, Keith Mann Jr. Easy.
I do not have a great...
blocks.
I mean, no one I watched in the last 30 years has been a tremendous shot blocker.
There was that.
I just made a sound effect, so I made it a sound.
So it can't be. I can't throw out names.
5 seconds here. Nebraska ball all time blocks. 5.
261.
4. 241.
241.
Oh, that makes it better.
4. 3.
I'm just going to throw out a name.
Go ahead.
Roby.
Blocks. Roby. That would be Benson Hamilton. And then you mentioned for rebounds.
I was on the edge of my knowledge on that.
What?
I thought.
He said 30 years. That was 30. It was in the last 30 years.
Yeah, okay. I should have said Benson.
He's actually only 5 ahead of Mikey Moore, who is second at 236.
Mikey Moore. Mikey Moore played quite a long time in the league, right?
He did.
Like 8 years, Detroit.
Almost 10 years, maybe.
Hey.
On that NIT team.
The other time when Nebraska basketball guys, this is just times we miss, we didn't see when they were really good, was the Lou Vinson combination. The Carr hopping inside.
That was
outside.
My first ever tournament game that I watched, Arkansas. Nebraska let it happen.
Lou Vinson was an incredible inside outside.
David, congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Anything on the update on the red, white, and blue ball? Thank you, David.
David.
What year would that stop? It was incredible.
I do not know.
I love these better times. Lou Vinson was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I do have a tiebreaker question for Bill. to get in play here. Okay, Bill, how many Nebraska basketball players have averaged 16 points per game in their careers? Not just in a season, but in their collective career at Nebraska.
God, all time?
16.0 points per game collectively in their career. How many players?
Oh, collectively in their career? Yes, that can't be many.
I got to say 21.
Oh, God, I'm going
to... I would go under.
Yeah, I would go under.
What would you put for numbers?
Okay, collectively in their career, 16?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say 9.
Brilliant!
On the dot.
Here's your 11.
Name. Here's names, by the way. Dave Hoppin, James Palmer Jr., Taran Petaway, Jerry Fort, Tom Bach. Is it Bach?
Bach.
Tom Bach. Start Tom Bach.
Fort, yes.
Marv Stewart, Stu Lance, Bryce Williams, and Chuck Jura.
Ooh, that's
nine.
A great
Chuck
list.
Chuck Jura.
Well, hey, can we revisit that list late in the show?
Sure.
God, that's a beautiful list.
Why not?
God almighty.
Just think about
three
it. We're talking
of those
about it
in the last
have
decade.
They never won a tournament game.
They never won one. Just one. So just like, won one.
That's a beautiful list.
It is.
It is going to be
damn
fun.
It.
If we lived here,
damn.
I missed a lot because I was gone. Did that stupid coaching
what a
thing.
List.
Hour three is next. One
Shay's
more
sticking around longer?
Yeah, one more segment with Shay.
Come on,
Shay.
Come on, Shay.
I'm in.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.